Knoxville Blue Bullets in the playoffs, round two this Saturday. Good morning at 7:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Great season for the Blue Bullets once again, and second round of the playoffs will play this Saturday afternoon. Again, you'll be able to hear that game on 92.7 FM, the Laser, around 12:30 for a pregame 1 o'clock kick. Joining us to talk more about this season is the head coach of the Blue Bullets, Ryan Hubbard. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Man, what a season you've had once again. Talk about coming into this season, kind of expectations, because you were a little bit younger team this year, weren't you?
I would say, well, we had to replace some kids.
Yeah.
You know, we had a big senior class last year that graduated in the spring. We had three or four starters back on both sides of the ball, so we had some gaps to fill in. But we had a good senior class. It's nice and athletic, a good junior class. We have a couple sophomores up with us as well. But they're kids that have been in tough spots before, either in basketball, baseball, or track, or those kids that played Bishop Mack last year in the playoffs. So we knew what we had coming back. We had a nice squad. And then we had some kids that really stepped up, and we had a few things, question marks on our team, and they stepped up and had a good summer and really developed in the off season, and they just kind of keep plugging away there at Knoxville. So,
was there at some point either in the preseason or once you guys got into games that you thought, hey, this is kind of coming together for us?
Yeah, you know, I would say week two when we played Aledo, you know, they're strong tradition, and we came out and had a good game against them, and then when we played Durand, Pecatonica out of the NUIC, real tough. We said, okay, we can match up. We had a few mishaps here and there. And then we backed that up with a, you know, one score loss to Anawan Weathersfield, and they had a good squad as well. And then we switched a few things around in the backfield, and then since then we've really kind of blossomed, you know. So
it was interesting. You mentioned playing Durand Pecatonica. We were talking with Marty Turner one week, and he said, "Yeah, we're playing Dupac." I'm like, "What is Dupac?" And then when he said Durand and Pecatonica, I knew that.
Yeah.
And that area up there, which Rover Williamsfield gets to go to, that has been quite an area of football. But it sounds like a game that you had some opportunities, though, even.
Yeah.
That's a really good
team.
Yeah,
we had some opportunities there, you know, and they're a second-round 3A team. And, we said, this is the kind of stuff we're going to see in the postseason. And it just felt really good. And kids have, you know, rose to the occasion. And they played faster and more confidence. Just fun to watch at this point in the year.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because you started off, 4-0, and then you lost two close games in a row against two really good teams.
Yep.
And then turned around and won out again, including a win over a good Rover Williamsfield team as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, talk a little bit about kind of the personnel and kind of what fans should expect from the Blue Bullets.
Well, our backfield, we have three seniors back there. Quarterback Bo Honeycutt's having a heck of a year for us. Two senior halfbacks, Jackson Johnson and Oscar Young. And Oscar was a fullback up until the Anawan Weathersfield game, and we switched him to halfback. And we brought in a sophomore fullback, Bo Laws, and it's just things have just been really clicking along since we made that move. Up front, we have some nice kids. Braden Downs, tight end, split end. He's a big athletic kid that can block and then catch the ball. You know, he's a basketball player. He runs track as well. Big, strong kid. And then we have Hudson Strum at a tackle, William Stowe at a guard, sophomore center, Trent Kurgan, Joe Wall. He plays right guard for us, and he's having a heck of a year. He's undersized, but he's real scrappy. Wrestler type kid, and then we have a big tackle and a junior, Dalton Hutchinson. He was a big kid and strong, and then we have another tight end, Jacob Morris, who's a big, long, stretchy kid that can run as well. So we got some length, and we have some speed, and we have some size, and a little bit of experience up front, and it's really helped out a lot.
See, Tyler, he mentioned a basketball player who could actually catch the ball.
But he also mentioned speed.
Things
like that. So
there's that. That does help, too. Knoxville head coach Ryan Hebert joining us this morning. The Blue Bulls finished regular season with a, 7-2 record and have won one more in the playoffs. Hopefully get another win this Saturday. Heading way over, and this is interesting, you already took a road trip just about the same length up to – or was that home or away with Dupac?
Dupac was home.
That was home. Okay,
yeah.
But you've been on road trips like this before, so you got to kind of have a system. A 1 o'clock game, a pretty easy trip on 74 to get to Danville. So what's kind of the plan? I know you guys got to put together lunch and everything.
Yeah.
And get eat at the right time ahead of the game and all that.
Yeah. So the kids will meet at the locker room at the field, probably about 20 after 7. We'll We'll give them snack, breakfast, and water and stuff, and get them on the bus, and then we'll get on the other side of Bloomington, get out for 15 or 20 minutes, stretch our legs, feed them a little bit of something again, get back on the road, and hopefully we're pulling in to Bismarck's area about 11 o'clock. And then get out, stretch your legs, and then we'll start taping and get mentally prepped and getting ready to go. So,
what's practice like last week and this week? Because obviously, you know, get toward the end of the season, a lot of maybe nagging injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
But you still got to be ready and in shape.
Yeah.
You can't take an easy week heading into the playoffs.
No. Since about, I would say, you know, the week of the Rover Williamsfield game, the challenge has been, you know, your first three steps on everything you do have to be extremely fast and efficient. And we've backed off. Show us you know how you're doing something right two times. Okay, and then try to cut down practice, you know, 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, get them in, get them out, you know, and make sure you really challenge their speed and technique, you know, and not have a bad rep because they've been through the battles. They know how to hit. They know how to play low. They know where their head's got to be and stuff like that at this point in the year. But it's just the finite details, and they got to hit real small targets this time of year, you know.
Yeah.
So that's where we've been really challenged and pushing these last couple weeks.
Yeah, and I guess every week you continue, it gets a little tougher, a better opponent and everything.
Yeah. And we got some nagging injuries in playoff football. We played two playoff teams in a row. It's just, you know, it's a different animal.
Yeah. Ryan Hubbard is the head football coach of the Knoxville Blue Bullets. They'll be playing Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, over in Bismarck, Illinois, just a little bit north of Danville, and second round Class 2A playoff game. Well, I know you've had a chance to watch some film on your opponent. Talk a little about what you expect from them.
You know, they're very dynamic offensively. They can go under center and you know, hit you with sweeps and traps and counters and things like that. And then they'll spread you out and go 2x2, 3x1. They have a nice little quarterback we have to contain. They have some good skill kids on the edge, nice running back. So, you know, we have to defend, you know, all three levels of our defense are going to have to be on point, and we're going to have to contain. And then their kicking game is excellent. They do a lot of unique things in their kicking game, so that's not a playoff for us at all. And then defensively, they play pretty good defense. You know, they just do. They have some big bodies out there, some nice edge players and things like that. So.
Well, I guess one of the things that it takes, especially when it comes to the playoffs, you talk about, you know, kind of those finite details. But I guess to be successful, not making mistakes.
Yeah, that's huge and critical. You can't shoot yourself in the toe. And last week we had a few penalties. You know, we could have scored on one drive, but penalty out, and we had a turnover going in. So we got to take care of those things because they're just a bad thing at this point in the year because somebody's going to capitalize on them.
When you talk about them being a dynamic offensive team, which you kind of saw last week, also it's kind of key that you guys like jumped right out on them.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think that's kind of been our MO this year. One, we're able to do it with our speed. Okay, you know, we can get to the edge with our speed, and if we get a crease, Jackson and Oscar, and then even Laws, they're good quick kids, and then Honeycutt throwing the ball to Braden or Jackson out of the backfield and things like that. We've been able to stretch the field vertically as well.
It'll be, again, Saturday afternoon, Knoxville against Bismarck Henning, Rossville Alvin over in Bismarck just north of Danville. If you can't be there, you can hear it on 92.7 FM, the Laser, about 12:30 for the pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff. But if you can be there, I'm sure probably a caravan heading over that way, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would assume so. You know, yeah. I guess they're having a send-off for us at the field early in the morning, and you got a good group of moms that really, you know, help me out and kind of say, just tell me what, or ask me what I want, and they kind of tell me what they have planned, and they say, I say go with it, and you know, it's really good on keeping stuff like that off my plate. So
with a win Saturday, well, it depends on who would win on the other side, whether you would be home or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just got to take care of Saturday and worry about that after the fact.
Yep, absolutely. We'll worry about things like that, right?
Yeah.
We're hoping for a win, though.
Yep.
The Knoxville Blue Bullets again Saturday afternoon, Bismarck Henning over just north of Danville. And again, if you can't be there, you can hear it on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Coach Ryan Hebbard, the head coach of the Knoxville Blue Bullets. Coach, anything else we need to know about this team or this season?
You know, it's just been a real fun crew. Pretty lighthearted. You know, they have a good time out there. They keep me on my toes, or, you know, they'll try to get me going and get me razzed up. And they're just a real good group of kids to be around. And I would say, you know, my assistant coaches, they do an excellent job.
Yeah, talk about your staff.
Right now we have Marty Turner's defensive coordinator. Greg Ritz helps call the offense. Michael Washbaugh is a fresh off coach. Waylon Nolan helps with the defensive backs and the running backs. And then Chris Stearns, he helps with the O-line and helps call the defense. And I'm just a line coach. I let those guys do the other stuff. So,
well, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. I know it's a busy week for you. Best of luck this Saturday to you and the Blue Bullets.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.